Chapter 1. The Sisters. There was no hope for him this time. It was his third stroke. Night after night I had passed the house, it was vacation time, and studied the lighted square of the window. And night after night I had found it lighted in the same way, evenly. If he was dead, I thought, I would see the reflection of the candles in the window, as I knew that two candles must be set at the head of a corpse. Every night, as I gazed up at the window, I said softly to myself the word paralysis. It had always sounded strange to my ears, like the word gnomon in the Euclid and the word simony in the Catechism. But now paralysis sounded evil. It filled me with fear, and yet I wanted to be nearer to it and to look at its deadly work.